For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Nearly 175 years after it was first published, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens remains a holiday classic. The story has been retold many times in movie, TV, and stage adaptations. This year, Goodspeed Musicals in East Haddam premiered their own take on the classic, a new musical called A Connecticut Christmas Carol. As you might have already guessed, the adaptation is a distinctly Connecticut twist on the old tale.
Oh, you can learn how to make your own luck.
That's Bob Cratchit and his children on Christmas Eve in Goodspeed's new musical, A Connecticut Christmas Carol.
The stars are bright. And Santa won't forget East Haddam on this magical night.
That's right. Instead of 1840s London, the Goodspeed version is set right in East Haddam in the 1920s. And that's not the only thing Connecticut about this show. Connecticut references and locales are peppered throughout the musical. Even some of the characters in the show will be familiar to nutmeggers. Scrooge is played by none other than legendary Connecticut actor William Gillette. Well, technically an actor playing William Gillette, who died in 1937. L.J. Fetcher wrote the book to A Connecticut Christmas Carol.
Gillette announces that Mr. Goodspeed is closing the Opera House, but wants to do one last performance of the show. It starts with that, and he tells the audience that, but he wants him to do this show that he felt that Gillette was destined to play, this character he was destined to play, and that's Ebenezer Scrooge.
And just like in the original, Gillette's Scrooge is visited on Christmas Eve by ghosts from his past. This time, those ghosts are also from Connecticut's past. J.P. Morgan is Scrooge's old business partner, Jacob Marley. Harriet Beecher Stowe is the ghost of Christmas past. P.T. Barnum is the ghost of Christmas present. And for the ghost of Christmas yet to come?
You know, the next ghost is usually the Grim Reaper, who doesn't speak. And in this production, that ghost speaks, the very wise, cynical, and witty Mark Twain.
Fetcho says he incorporated actual quotes from Barnum, Twain, and Stowe into their ghostly dialogue.
Harriet Beecher Stowe has some lovely quotes that are very tender and get to your heartstrings. P.T. Barnum has, you know, very kind of showmanship, cocky quotes. Mark Twain has his very cynical quotes, and as a ghost of Christmas future, it really works. You know, really digging at Scrooge with some really witty and clever words.
Goodspeed Musicals, A Connecticut Christmas Carol, music and lyrics by Michael O'Flaherty, book by L.J. Fetcho, runs through December 30th. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.
You're trusting God.